This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a staycation, Macy's has everything you need. Summer's almost here, and I'm so excited to take a trip with Bryn. We are planning it right now. We are heading to Macy's before we pack to grab new shoes we can wear all day with anything. I'm excited to lay in the sun with key pieces from Macy's, like my new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirt. I am ready to relax and look and feel amazing. Oh, how good that sounds. Of course, I can't forget a new beach bag. I have been eyeing the collection of beach bags from Macy's, and I can't wait for you to see what I choose. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far, and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Mom, it's so funny because I was talking to someone who works with me, and she was saying that she was worried to date and nervous to date. She has a new baby and, you know, etc. Well, she has a child, a son. She's not a new baby. She has a very young son, and dating, and it's going to be weird because, you know, how do people feel about that? I said, you have it so wrong. Dating with kids is the best. The reason dating with kids is the best is because you have an identity. A single woman, and this is why single women have to have their own job, their own charity, their own purpose, not fake purpose where you pretend you have purpose so you show the guy or girl you're dating that you have purpose, like internal actual purpose that really, really is strong and really compelling and matters. And why I say this is I was going through a gnarly, horrible divorce, and I cherished every single second with my daughter. There was no negotiating that time. So when I was dating, it was just black and white. These are the days I have. These are the days I don't. Paul makes a joke because the first day I met him, and Paul's a successful, handsome, wealthy, smart, funny guy from a great family. And I told him I had, I think it was between like 2 and 4 on a Monday afternoon or 4 and 6. I didn't even think that was weird. It was the time that I had. My daughter was getting home or being transferred. I forget what. And I had wanted to be with her, but it gave me definition. And also, like, who the fuck is this girl? She's giving me a Monday 4 to 6 slot or 3, whatever it was. The point is, I told her, no, you don't get it. Like, when you date and you have a child or a serious career too, which she has both because she's the president of my company, you now have purpose. You have other shit you have to do. You have places you have to be, and they're non-negotiable. And someone wants to date you, they have to understand that. But there's an energy within you that rises when this happens. And if you take your responsibilities seriously, you know what's his biggest turnoff? A woman who's like, oh, well, I could just cancel that, or I could just get out of that, or I could just leave my kid with a babysitter, or I could just nanny up, whatever. I have a child, and my time is very important, or I don't want them to meet you yet until it's very serious, or it just defines you. And in fact, I remember dating someone really, really player, handsome, never really had a serious girlfriend, you know, a real player. And he said to me, that he didn't want a serious relationship. Now, I didn't know if I wanted a serious relationship either, but I'm not in my 20s. I'm not, you know, you're not DMing me and saying, want to hook up, like I was an adult with a child. So I said, listen, I don't know that I want something serious either, but I will not participate in something that is not evolving. If I'm spending any time with you at all, it has to be evolving and moving forward. And so if that's not what you want, and he was like, well, I don't want serious. I go, great, so let's call it. I kept saying, let's call the fight. Let's call the fight. And I called his bluff because he was like, no, okay. And it got very serious and we were together for years. Meaning, draw the line. Figure out where the wee-wee pad is and where it's not. But these firm stances, while being loving and fun and amazing, you don't want to be the nag with baby vomit on your shirt when you go on a date. And you don't want to be talking about baby talk at all. Be present. Be interesting and be fun and be yourself. But then go away and be the parent that you are. Or be the, you know, employee that you are or the career person that you are. It makes you more attractive. It makes you feel better about yourself and it makes you understand where you're supposed to be. I used to call it the burner method, having multiple people on the burners, which is adjacent to this. But basically, if you focus all your energy on one person when you're first dating, even if that's the person you like most, and of course there are exceptions to every rule. There are people that sleep with someone on the first date and get married. There are a million exceptions to rules. But the burner method was, you don't want to let that thing boil over. Meet someone, it's amazing, you like them a lot, take it down to medium, medium, high. Put something on another burner. Put something on another burner. Maybe you like it, maybe you don't. Maybe it's on medium, maybe it's fine. Then maybe something else comes on. You meet somebody else. You once you get serious, the whole stove shuts down. So you might as well, while you're dating, learn how to date. Treat it like a Viking 6-burner stove. And something just you don't like, it's not working at all, take it off the goddamn stove. Some things need to simmer for a minute. Someone's not acting the way that they're supposed to act, you put them on simmer. But have multiple burners. And the reason is because that one burner that if you could, you put it on boil. But because you have the other burners going, it means you're watching that pot, but not too much. Not too hard. It means that that pot's cooking, but you've got other shit going on. And when you feel really safe and secure in that pot, that's your favorite pot, then you could turn everything off and go over there and get really serious. But it does work. It means the least interested party always wins. You have other shit going on. No one's better at getting a job than someone who has a good job. No one's better at meeting someone than someone who has someone. I mean, that's how it goes. Like, so just know that the energy you put out there is very important. And the energy you put out there as a single mom is very, very important. And if channeled properly, great energy when dating. I have never met a man who doesn't want to date me because I had a child. And also, weed it out. Nothing's better than a kid weeding it out. You don't want to date a leprechaun. You want to date a person that wants to be in a relationship with a person who's a good parent and who has a child. You don't want to go date someone who's fucking in a garage band and, you know, a stoner. Like, what? So at least you're shopping at the right store. So put out there exactly what it is and show you're crazy early, show your story early, and you'll attract what you're supposed to. So much bullshit in dating. And literally, I am excellent at dating advice, but superb. I don't say that about myself, about a lot of things. Excellent at the dating game. Oh my God, a girl farted on The View. Oh my God. It's almost like TikTok knew that my daughter was sitting next to me because she unfortunately likes this type of humor. And there was a sound, and I thought it was like a joke or something, but it was like, and it's on Google as woman farts on The View. And I don't know who it was, and I don't want to start, you know, I don't want to talk about the person. I don't know who the person is. I didn't even look for their name. I don't need to know. I don't want to know. I just want you to know, put me in the box, close the top, get the cheapest one you can get, and fucking bury me or burn me in my fire pit in the backyard and throw me in the ocean. Okay? Or no, just keep me in the fire pit. Just burn my ashes. I just want you to know, I don't think it's something I could recover from. I really don't. If you gave me the choice of a 10-year run, Kelly Ripa, good friend of mine, high paid power bitch in a little body, amazing job, coveted job in New York. I mean, coveted job in this morning show. Really great, fun, hosted it, love it, love her. If you gave me Kelly Ripa's job for her whole tenure, for the amount of money that she's made, but you told me I had to fart on live television one time, I don't think I'd take the deal. I don't think I take the deal. And I don't think you could sweeten up the deal. I don't, okay. $100 million to fart on The View. I don't know what the number is. There's always a number. I just can't think of what's the number to fart on The View? Like, what's the number? $100 million, Bethany, but you have to fart on The View. Okay. Do I get to move my whole family to another planet? Like, what are the terms? Like, do you have a fucking spaceship? What are we going to do? Now I'm going to fart somewhere and everyone's going to know. And then they're going to pull up this video and they're going to be like, Bethany was talking about it. She tested the gods. She tested fate. Getting older. I don't know. Maybe we fart more when we get older. I have no idea because they always say old people fart. I don't know. Don't know. Not like a big fart. Like some people are fart. I'm not like a massive farter. You know what I mean? Like at all, really just not, thank God. But I just don't know how I'd recover. I don't know. There's this lottery scam where Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick and other people, I've been asked to do this, by the way, and declined because it feels so gross to stand in front of luxury handbags and like talk about a lottery giveaway. Kris Jenner, I think, has done them too. But it came out to be a scam. And I commented on one of the posts that the biggest crime was posting this when the Ukraine war broke out. Like, that was crazy. Like, I just can't even imagine just posting that on that day. But if you get $1 million and the deliverables are that day, you have to do it. But because of that, a lot of people came out to me and said to me that Kim Zolciak has had online scams, like different. It's not a lottery. You're supposed to buy these things and enter this like world of hers where you get things, but people aren't getting the things that they bought. Do you know anything about this? Is this true? Because a lot of people have reached out to me about, there's always some new business that people pop up and say, this is a thing and enter this. I remember the Kardashians had a credit card that like went awry because people were joining the credit card and something went wrong. It happened with Russell Simmons years ago with a credit card. You join this credit card and it's like really a scam. You got to be careful of all these online scams now. You got to be careful of Shop Nows because a lot of those, the products are scams. The process is a scam. The payment is a scam, which, you know, the product is a scam, but also they steal people's content. There was a whole Shop Now for days of me. Without boring you, I was wearing this sweater in some content that I did on my own page. And this overseas brand, you cannot find out who they are, where they do it from. It's like this fucking Ponzi scheme. They were posting for days, me in this cardigan sweater, hawking this sweater. The sweater I was wearing wasn't the sweater they were selling, and they were selling this other cheapo sweater online all day, every day. My fans were going crazy about it. When I called it out to be a scam, with TikTok as the one profiting from this scam, because TikTok, let's say, is the network. TikTok is the Bravo, and this company is the production company. So whoever this company is that stole this footage, they're pumping it through TikTok and selling to TikTok's customers, the people watching the network, and TikTok's making the money. It went on for 5 days. I had to get vigilante, like on my own social media, posting about it. And then I posted about it on Instagram. And then I did a TikTok in code where I did the voice of Mommy Dearest saying, "Don't fuck with me, fellas." But these Shop Now sites, they steal other people's they steal people's content, present a whole new product that they're making in China with a name that sounds similar to the product that the original person was promoting. And then they just pump it through to your followers. So me, like to my followers, because it's me in the ad. So all my followers were getting this ad. They were being assaulted. It's terrible for me because it looks like I'm bombarding people with these ads when I don't do these ads. It looked terrible for me. It's terrible for my brand, damages my reputation. And it's terrible because people are buying this sweater thinking it's a sweater that I endorsed, which I didn't. I've never seen this sweater, and it's a scam company. So when I started talking about this, people were talking about the scam Kim Kardashian and Scott Disick luxury giveaways where Kris Jenner, and I think they're standing in front of all these luxury bags, and it's the sweepstakes, but the people never get the money, I guess. I don't know. I was asked to do it. I did not do it. It was like $25,000 for me to like hawk luxury goods. It's gross. I can't justify it. It sounds just wrong. So now, but Kim probably got paid, you know, $1 million to do it. And she posted right around Ukraine war breaking out, so utterly tone deaf. Then people are sending me messages about Kim Zolciak, that she sells people all these different things in these different clubs, like enter the hair club or the this club or the be powerful club, and people join, and then they got scammed because they said they never got whatever they paid for. So maybe it's a learning thing or it's a hair thing, whatever the thing is, people are writing to me saying that it's a scam. So I didn't know if any of you knew about that, but that's crazy too. This is one of the several DMs that I received about Kim. Kim starts businesses and she takes the money from the customer and they never receive the product. That's not unlike the luxury goods scam. You enter, but you don't, but no, that's not really the same, but no one wins. This is they never receive the product. She started something called the B box, which was supposed to be a subscription box. She has people pay in advance. They were supposed to receive the box in May. No one has received their box and they can't get in contact with anyone for a refund. The website no longer exists. She started a swim line, showed product that said coming soon. The product would never come out. That site's now closed down too. Wow. There was an influencer who found out about it and asked people to contact her with their personal stories. Now her daughter claimed they're going to do a live and there's stuff we don't know and they'll address. Okay, so let's not know if Kim Zolciak she's innocent till proven guilty. Another unrelated Housewives news. I think Lisa Rinna posted that she's the LeBron of Housewives. Okay, you can't, like, you don't cover Barbra Streisand when you're singing and you don't say things like that about yourself. Other people, you wait for other people to say that stuff about you. Years ago, the basketball player reference began because Michael Rapaport referred to me as the Michael Jordan of Housewives. I don't refer to myself as that. People watching the initial seasons of Housewives called me their Carrie Bradshaw. What's going to happen to her? I don't refer to myself like that. You don't refer to yourself as Carrie Bradshaw or LeBron or Michael Jordan. It's just let other people do that for you. It loses the luster. Just a little piece of Housewives adjacent advice. Cringe. And Michael Rapaport takes full credit for the initiation of the NBA basketball reference to Housewives being me.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.